based on questions that were selected from cards filled out by audience members. Topics included oil trains and green energy, substance abuse and addiction, veterans, seniors, and the land bank. City County Executive Dan McCoy is a former city firefighter. He was first elected in 2011 after a 12-year stint as a county legislator. McCoy's challenger, former Albany School Board member Dan Egan, took an offensive stance from the get-go, sideswiping McCoy on nearly every issue, praising county legislators for saving the Albany County nursing home from an initial privatization effort McCoy had led. McCoy countered, arguing he and the legislature partnered up to save the nursing home. Answering a query regarding economic development, Egan told the crowd, "Contractors think they won't get county work if they don't pay off the right guy." Egan brings up the 2011 redistricting plan, which was ruled illegal.
Federal court was a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. The architect of that plan is sitting next to me.
McCoy rebounds, arguing redistricting was all about politics.
And I'd be damned if I was going to let my own Democratic Party fix elections.
Egan raised hackles among audience members when he claimed 39 seniors died on a waiting list for in-home services under McCoy's watch. McCoy branded Egan's remark outrageous. In the audience, city resident Chris Colarusso found the remarks disturbing and gives her interpretation.
Mr. Egan said that 39 people died on the waiting list. Mr. McCoy stood up and said, "I am offended in front of my family that Mr. Egan is saying I killed 39 senior citizens." Mr. Egan did not say that or imply that. He stated factual information. Mr. McCoy used that statement to be a bully and to get his troops in this room to call out and applaud him and scream in defense of him.
McCoy addressed the allegation when Egan first made it earlier in the day, telling Time Warner Cable News,
"Maybe he should go be Donald Trump's vice president."
This is just a family fight between Democrats.
Albany historian and former Assemblyman Jack McEnany says it's good people can see candidates airing their opinions. As the forum continued on, Egan touted diversity on his campaign team. McCoy says he's diversified his government workforce to represent the populace. The last question of the evening was, what is the most important issue to you, and how are you going to solve it? Egan responded his top priority is economic development for everyone. McCoy cited his work to improve indigent defense to bring fairness to the criminal justice system. In summation remarks, both candidates invoked the Obama campaign buzzword, change. You'll hear Egan, then McCoy.
"The old ways of doing things aren't working in Albany County. We need a government with transparency, with integrity, and with efficiency. A government that works for all of us for a change.
Because we need to change for the people. We need to change for the times. I'm here to change for the times. I'm with you. I hope you're with me."
First Ward Leader Andres Rivera weighs in.
"There hasn't been really this type of forum for a county exec. So it's interesting that we got two different views, same goals. Let's see what the polls say. But I thought both of them were very interesting."
First Ward Councilwoman Dorcia Pleers.
"People came out to hear what these candidates had to say so that they can make an informed decision primary day. So I was impressed by the turnout, but also impressed by the questions that were raised by the county residents here in this room tonight."
McEnany believes the forum was a good thing for voters to experience.
"They were enthusiastic. They had an opportunity to see what somebody's mettle was, as opposed to watching canned ads on TV and voiceovers of, you know, pleasing voices."
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.